And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for September 1988. Hello, I'm Fred Wobey. Well, in just a second, we'll have John Bowker with a look at the travel log. But a thought came to me just after I concluded the musings edition of our letters from the readers of the DX Audio Service, and in particular, the letter from Rodney Moog. You know, I just happened to think of something. If a lot of you ham radio operators out there would like to set up some kind of sked between each other, why not let your wishes be known, either in writing to me here at the audio service, and I'll publish them here on the tape, or via the action line. But you might want to just throw out some comments of times and frequencies which are the best for you, and perhaps a bunch of us can work it in together. I myself am without a rig at the present time, looking to see if I can somehow squeak out a Kenwood, a little bit better quality than the old Hallicrafters HT32, but hopefully I'll be back on the air pretty soon. Anyways, let's get into the travel log with John Bowker, but first, another one of those fantastic commercials from WNRC. He was a legend in music. Elvis Aaron Presley. Is Elvis alive or is he dead? Is it fact or is it fiction? You be the judge. Recently, three radio stations, WDAF Kansas City, WTBN Columbus, and WKRC Cincinnati, embarked on a contest of all contests. They've stated if you bring them Elvis Presley, and it really is Elvis, they'll give you $3 million. Not to be outdone, WNRC has this offer. You bring us Marconi, and we'll give you $10 million. $10 million for Marconi. From your station of the convention, the big one, WNRC.
First on the dial, WNRC.
Well, okay, Fred. Well, another one of your introductions. Well, hello, everyone. John Bowker with the DX Audio Service Travelogue for September 1988. And today we're going to do two frequencies, 1440 and 1450. Now, I know we normally do three, but the 1450 tape is the longest one that we've done so far. I counted them up earlier today. It was like 53 stations, something like that, on the 1450 tape. There may be a little duplication, but there isn't much, because I did have a chance this month to go through and I think maybe two stations are repeated. Frankly, I'm not sure, because I did the 1450 tape back about 3 weeks ago just to get it ready so we could put it on the DX Audio Service. And with that in mind, and with so many people taking an active part in the DX Audio Service this month, let's just go right ahead and listen to the 1440 tape, Travelogue, on the September DX Audio Service. But before I push that magic button, there's one more thing I should tell you. About halfway through the tape on this 1440 is WNYG. Some of our good subscribers sent me this tape, and I have to assume it's not a put-on, and I've listened to it carefully, and I think this is exactly the way it was broadcast. For all the world, it sounds like they're playing three tapes at once. In fact, I think they do. But I think they intend to, because if you listen closely, they give all the sign-off stuff, and it's all mottled, and it's all, they're talking over each other and all that, and then all of a sudden it says something about when we'll be back on again at 6 a.m., and it comes through so clear that I think they have carefully designed the sign-off to be that. You'll hear what I mean. This is the 1440 tape. Go, Millville.
AM 1440, FM 97.3, WMVB, Millville.
Your solid gold spot, 1440, WRRO, Warren Youngstown.
From ABC News, I'm Marty McNeely. at AM Stereo 1440. This is WRGM, serving Ontario and Mansfield.
Now this ABC News brief. At a supermarket in inner city St. Louis last night, gunmen took five lives and less than $500 at a supermarket robbery.
I'll request phase effect straight up 8 o'clock with Terry Train in the middle of 92 in a row on a U2 weekend on KQRS, FM 92.5, AM 1440, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul. 19 years strong, the Minnesota rock and roll tradition, KQ.
Southwest Florida weather, mostly sunny this afternoon. Slight chance of showers this evening. High this afternoon, 82. I'm Lee Gordon for the new WOOJ.
Many of the programs you hear each day are pre-recorded for delayed broadcast. This is WLXN AM in Lexington. The time now is 4 o'clock.
This is Cumberland Country, 1440 WREY.
A number of fires this morning. I'm Dave Marcette on the Satellite News Network.
WROK, Rockford, the station you count on for news and information. Now with a look at the news, here's Chad Martin.
Our top story, the 18th time looks to be the charm for the Michigan State Legislature.
WNYG Babylon concludes another broadcast day. WNYG is owned and operated by Babylon Media Broadcasting Corporation, with studio and offices located on Road in East Drive in Babylon. WNYG operates on a assigned frequency of 1440 kHz. 1,000 watts of power is authorized by Federal Communications. Call us next at 6 a.m.
Don't call me Keith.
Today's subject, weeping and howling.
1440 WNYG Babylon, Long Island's middle of the road.
WAJR.
For news at 3, bulletins anytime as CKPM News keeps you on top of things in Ottawa.
This is WGCB, Red Lion, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to KDOT and KDOT-FM Stereo, Prestige Radio 4, Scottsdale and the Valley of the Sun.
Radio 1440, easy moving, WBIS, Bristol.
Morning at 70.
Good morning to you. You're listening to WAJL Winter Park. WAJL Satellite News is next, a service of Metro. Metro, Central Florida's most widely read weekly newspaper.
WJJL, Niagara Falls, USA.
More music with the dream of the everyday housewife, Jim Brando, on WCDL AM and FM Carbondale, the all-star in the Scranton area. Well, hello out there.
Charlie Nolan with you, playing your favorite 60s music at 754-1400. We're at home in the all-America city. WFTQ Worcester is 14Q.
It's that time of year again when severe weather can threaten North Texas. That's why you need to stay tuned to AM 1440 KDNT Denton Louisville for the latest in weather information.
Minute after 11 o'clock now, WBAB-FM at AM Babylon.
WHHH, Warren, Ohio, it's 2:30.
WCHB, Inkster, the Black Giant.
Not mortifying, just entertaining. Mike Mort and Nightbeat, evenings on WDOW, AM and FM Stereo. To watch Act Michigan.
You keep it on 1440 Info Radio.
This is Info Radio, WNPV Lansdale.
1440 on your AM dial.
You know, I've often thought that having heard that ID now for a while, that WNPV would be a great station to work for. After all, I've never been in a station that had that long a sounder. I made up one myself for WHWH, which was the drum roll. Perhaps you remember that when we played the 1350 tape. I'd say, this is WHWH Princeton, and then I'd hit a cart, and it had a one-minute drum roll on it, because at that time, the ABC News on the hour had started with a drum roll. It went, dum bum bum. Remember that? And here in WNPV, the guy pushes a button. I swear that theme probably goes on 2 or 3 minutes, so he doesn't even have to have a clock in the studio. At WBUD in Trenton, where I am now, the NBC station, they have no sounders at all. They just have a six-second cart that says, your new choice, Mercer County's new choice for news and entertainment. WBUD Trenton, that last 6 seconds. And you better back time it just right, because they want to hear that beep. And after the beep, you say 7 o'clock over the opening to the NBC News. Anyway, WNPV would be a nice, relaxed, easy station to work for. And I trust you saw what I meant about WNYG. What a mess they made of the sign-off. What can I say? I accept that it's time now for us to take a trip with Bob Walker up into central part of Michigan. Right, Bob? And here we go with the 1450 tape on the September DX audio service. Roll 'em.
Poster Push 1986 on WHTC Holland. Listen for details. Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. I'm Dick Skaffner for WHTC News.
We're listening to WQQT Savannah. The weather forecast for Savannah and vicinity.
Identification on the Rutgers Football Radio Network.
News, sports, weather, traffic, and music. Weekday mornings with Bill Emerson on 1450 WCTC New Brunswick.
All right, Larry, the Syracuse initial TD of the day went how? It went like this, Bruce, starting on the road.
And I'm Michael Jackson, Talk Radio.
Your direct connection to everything that's new. KPSI Talk Radio 145.
Good morning. It's 11:30. I'm Dennis R. Curie, sitting in for Mike Meenan at the KPSI News Desk. Right now, 98 degrees in Palm Springs. I'm Dennis R. Curie. That's news from KPSI.
Your direct connection, KPSI 145.
KPSI Palm Springs.
This is KGIW, KGIW-FM, serving the San Luis Valley from Alamosa, Colorado. It's 8 a.m.
And now, the Valley Weather Report.
KGIW Weather.
Something special, late afternoon, WDAD Indiana. CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn.
You're listening to WFRA and WVEN-FM in Franklin, Pennsylvania. It's time now for Flashback, brought to you locally in part by the Oil City Holiday Inn.
Identification. This is the Cleveland Indians Baseball Network.
The Tribe. This is my team.
From WLEC, Sandusky.
Romero, ball
30 is still cold enough for me, and tomorrow mostly sunny skies with a high upwards of 55. Plenty of sun, 36 degrees currently in Greater Bridgeport.
Bring it back to your favorite memories.
W. Jeffersonville, Louisville.
1450 on your AM dial. This is WXBW, Jeffersonville, Louisville.
The stock market recovery continues with another record gain.
Market bouncing back because it overreacted going down the other day. Whatever might be wrong with our economy in the future wasn't worth a 500-point decline.
WOCM, Miami.
Esta es Unión Radio, La Voz de Miami.
It's 8 o'clock on WJER, WJER-FM, Dover, New Philadelphia. The news at 8 this morning, a service of Shannonbrook Plumbing on West High Avenue in New Philadelphia.
WIBM Jackson with the most music 24 hours a day. It's 9 o'clock.
You found the great sound of gold. This is 1450 WSPB Sarasota, a 24-hour service of Weeks Broadcasting. More music after the news.
WMVA, FM and AM, Martinsville.
From Turner Broadcasting System, this is the Headline News Network.
This is CNN, a service of Turner Broadcasting System.
WMVA, FM and AM, Martinsville.
Dutchess County's number one adult radio station, 1450 WKIP Poughkeepsie.
I'm Tim Kelly. Roger Ellar is in next to take you through the afternoon. Don't forget, Sunday this afternoon, the Cubs in Montreal go at it again at 12:04. That starts in just a couple minutes. And you can hear that live here at WEZR. Then tonight, Matthews and Bauer on baseball from 6 to 8 p.m. And you can hear all that here on WEZR.
A service of the Fairfield Broadcasting Company. This is AM Stereo 1450, WEZR Fort Wayne.
Remote recording for this broadcast was by Dave Jones. The Community Spotlight is a public affairs feature of KBPS-AM in Portland.
This is WIZS Radio, Henderson, North Carolina, 2 minutes after 10 our time, and we have for you now the weather.
The winds are light and variable, and the present temperature reading is at 63 degrees.
If you love music, you'll love WTHU, Thurmont.
The correct Eastern Standard Time is 1 p.m.
This is WPAM, Pottsville.
From Steel Pier, this is WFPG, Atlantic City.
The bright, exciting sound of today.
You're listening to WWSC and WWSC FM in Glens Falls, New York.
WSBP West Warwick.
8 o'clock.
The local edition of news has been brought to you by Coburg Lumber.
And now from the CHUC Sound of Sport, this report brought to you by McGregor Electric and Scanlon's Esso.
The soul rolls on from WBON.
The sound of today is on K. This is WASK Radio 1450 from Lafayette, Indiana.
WXEW serving Jeffersonville and New Albany.
You're listening to the bright and exciting sound for Washington, WJPA AM-FM.
Good
1101, a holiday filler program from the station that is Southern Vermont, WCSA, Rattleboro.
9 o'clock. KEST San Francisco, 1450. KEST keeps you company from the San Francisco Hotel.
10 minutes before 12, we have 44 degrees at Broadcast Center.
WNAB in Bridgeport. WSNL Ferry, where the music is.
We've got currently 37 degrees at 7:59. I'm Dick Lillard, WOL, Washington.
Spectrum at halftime. Let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Sixers Basketball Network.
You're listening to WYLM Wilmington, 1450 All News Radio, Delaware's only all news and information radio station. The time now is 2 o'clock.
Jimmy the Greek Snyder, I'm sure.
Parkersburg Adult Radio, WPAR Parkersburg.
NBC Radio News, Don Blair reporting as the Camp David Summit goes into its 12th day.
WTVO.
Cumberland weather looks like this.
Hernando County's News Authority. JB, Brooksville.
Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. At least 4 people are reported dead and 11 injured in a hotel fire in Chicago.
Go to the third inning of a nothing-nothing ball game. Let's pause here for station identification on the Phillies Baseball Network.
WIIN Atlantic City.
4 o'clock, and this is WMAJ State College, a good place to be.
WDXR Paducah, 7 o'clock with Kurt Engelhardt.
That's the news. I'm Bob Hart for American Contemporary Radio. The service of ABC News.
And now, more entertainment with Jim Sortman on WMPT. WMPT FM, South Williamsport.
This is Mike Clark with the Morning Edition, and your morning team wishes you the best and happiest of Thanksgivings for 1985. It's been 53 years of giving you more to listen for. We're on a roll. WMAS AM Springfield with a lot more to come. 33 degrees at 10 o'clock.
Good afternoon, everyone. Coming up at 5 o'clock, CBS News. At the top of the hour with Douglas Edwards, interception of Navy plane by Liberian jets from the Mediterranean ends without incident over the Mediterranean. You'll hear details of that and all the rest of the...
Here while we tell you that we've got some things we got to do here. We've got the news coming up. Keep the phones ringing, and you are 522-1450. WWIW, Andy Warlings Bowman in your morning time as we go up to the latest news.
It's 2 o'clock, 1450 WKAL Rome.
Serving Great Lakes agriculture, this is the Michigan Farm Radio Network.
And this is WHLS Radio, Port Huron, serving the Blue Water area 24 hours a day, currently 50 degrees in downtown Port Huron.
Well, if you see Bob today, wish him a happy day from yourself and from WNBY of Newberry.
Coming your way next week along with more of your questions about your car on Talk Radio Weekend with Ken Zeno. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling.
KOBO, Yuba City, News Talk AM 1450.
We're your friends day and night wherever you go in northern Nevada. KONE, Reno.
Lane, Wilmington, 76 degrees, along with partly sunny skies. You'll be the first to know on 1450 WILM Wilmington, Delaware's News Authority, or come now at 8:30.
Mopping up in Missouri, Iran gives its answer. With Mutual News, I'm Mark Huffman in Washington.
Well, as I said at the beginning, that's kind of a full tape. 1450 here on the DX Audio Service Travelogue. Couple of comments. WJPA in Washington. That's Washington, Pennsylvania. It's just south of Pittsburgh. So don't be confused about it being a predecessor or a follow-on to WOL or something like that. And the only other comment I could make is that poor fellow in Concord, New Hampshire, at WKXL, where he stumbled all over the story about an American Navy plane being shot down by the Libyans. And, you know, I had to go back to some of my books to find out, hey, that really did happen. I'd forgotten that. But I remembered something triggered all that trouble there a couple of 3 years ago. But he said that it ended without incident. And all I could think to myself was, fellow, I know one incident that hasn't happened yet that's going to happen to you. Oh, I don't know. That's the travelogue. Next month we'll hit 14, 60, 70, and 80 at least. That'll be enough. That'll be enough. And then we'll hit 14, 90, and 1500 the following month. I guess that's the way it'll have to go. So we're getting close, but we didn't quite make our year-end goal, did we? Not by quite a bit. Okay, let's see. This is John Bowker. And if I haven't seen you in Milwaukee by the time you hear this, well, maybe next year we'll all get together at the National Radio Club convention somewhere else. And now back to you, Fred.
Thank you very much, John. And I'd like to remind all our listeners that if you have something you'd like to contribute to the Travelogue, all you have to do is just drop it on a cassette to John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, at 14 Canoe Brook Drive, Princeton Junction, New Jersey. Zip code is 08550. A quick reminder to all of our subscribers, if you subscribe via the returnable rate, be sure you have your cassettes back to us promptly by the 20th of the month for the next edition of the DX Audio Service, which will be the post-convention edition of the DX Audio Service. And now here he is, Mr. WNRC himself, Phil Wayne, with a look at the Market Scope column. Phil?
Well, thank you for another great introduction, Fred. Hi, this is Phil Wayne with Market Scope for September 1988. And again this month, we're doing something just a little bit different, not air checking a particular market. But we are going back into the 60s for some bits and pieces of radio from that decade. And I think you'll agree that the announcers of the 60s really seem to be having a lot of fun. It's something that's lacking in today's radio. So back we go into the great radio time machine.
WFIL Power Play.
Say anything you want about the weather. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon showers. A high muggy 88. Right now, 71 degrees at WFIL.
Summer together on much more music. WFIL Philadelphia.
In the year 2525, if woman can survive, they may.
Today, your brand new buddy Jim O'Brien is on the breeze at 10:03 WFIL. Much more music time. Getting it on. For that much from Chicago, 25 or 6 to 4, I don't care. It's out of sight.
WKBW Pulse Beat News.
WKBW temperature 67 degrees. Complete weather forecast following the headlines from KB Action Central. Presented by the Bank with a Gold Dome, the Buffalo Savings Bank. In the news, police used tear gas to flush a woman and her four children from her Syracuse apartment.
It's the weatherman. Take the cue. And tell us what the weather's going to do.
On the KB climatological map, the SARS reading shows considerable cloudiness today, increasing heat and humidity, temperature up to near 80 by afternoon, showers and scattered thundershowers tonight and tomorrow, low tonight 60 to 65. Present WKBW temperature is 67 degrees, humidity 59%, the wind southwest at 7 miles per hour. Repeating the K-Big story of the moment. Syracuse police flush woman and four children out of apartment after she wounds patrolman.
The Buffalo Savings Bank, oldest and largest in Buffalo, will present the news again tomorrow morning at 11:45.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
On WKBW, it's the Johnny Barrett Show.
We listen all the while to the hot spot on the dial. 1520, that's our style on WKBW.
Hello, everybody. This is Dick Biondi. We're here until midnight tonight from WKBW Radio, where summertime is 29 minutes and 50 seconds before the hour of 7 o'clock. These are the sounds of the twangy guitar man, Duane Eddy, and his group with 40 Miles of Bad Road.
Know Your America with Texaco's History of the American Flag and Touring Historic America. Beautifully illustrated in full color. And it's yours absolutely free from any Texaco dealer.
WKBW Radio, the 50,000 audio active watt voice of Buffalo. The temperature 70 degrees on the Dick Biondi Show. WKBW summertime, 26 minutes and 35 seconds before 7 on a wonderful Wednesday, the 24th of June.
News of the world, national and local news on WKBW.
Rudy Pongiuli coming up with the latest Pulse Beat news in just a very few moments on KB Radio, so be tuned for all the news as it happens as we roll along until midnight tonight. The Dick Biondi Best Bet of the Week, featuring the fabulous voice of Al Martino. I can't get you out of my heart.
More music, WRKO.
He took 100 pots of clay. Hey, did a darn good molding job, too, I might add. This is Gene McDaniels, Solid Gold with Dale Darling, WRKO. It's 10:48. Socking hits on ya. It's 10:50. This is Dale Darlin, slightly bruised from the hits that I've already had socked on me. And this is Joe South, trotting along in his little shoesies. Soon to be little snow shoesies. The Mind Benders. How to get your head straightened out. The head shrinkers, really. They changed their mind earlier.
You've got a groovy kind of love.
68 WRKO.
This is the Dale Darling Show, and this is These Eyes. Or These or This Eyes. There's a bunch of things looking at me. I feel like I'm in Dallas. Judy Walker.
Gentlemen, you're listening to the Solid Gold Weekend.
WRKO Boston.
It's 11:01 at the Big 68. This is Dale Darling and Eddie Cochran and some summertime blues or blues, whichever way you want.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss.
N for North, E for East, W for West, S for South, N-E-W-S, W-I-B-G News, from around the world and around the corner.
Presented by Reedman Dodge, Dart, Lancer, Rambler, Simca, Langhorne, Pennsylvania. The WIBG News Tipster Service reports that an F-105 jet has crashed into the Atlantic Ocean off Cape May Point. There is very little information available on the subject of what happened to the pilot or who is going after the plane wreckage. The CAP located the plane this afternoon, but Navy and airport officials declined comment. WIBG News is still trying to get through to the authorities in order to bring you the identification and base of the pilot and plane. Reedman brings you WIBG News again on Monday at this same time. Stand by for the Wimbledon Weather Eye and Jerry Stevens.
WIBG plays fabulous songs for you on the Wimbledon. Music
down memory lane, oh Dio mio, on the Stevens Show on Wibbage Radio. It's 5:30 in WIBG land, right here on WIBG AM and FM in Philadelphia.
The Wibbage Weather Eye. Panoramic extended forecast for WIBG land, Philadelphia.
The temperatures will average 5 degrees above the normal of 34. It's going to be milder tomorrow, Saturday. Slightly cooler Sunday, turning warmer again Monday and Tuesday. Back to cooler for Wednesday. Showers are likely the early part of next week.
The official outlook for the next 24 hours.
It's going to be mostly fair this evening. Fair this evening and tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's overnight low, around 30 degrees. Tomorrow's high in the fair skies, around 50. Currently certified and correct, it's 48. 48 WIBG degrees. Listen every hour on the half hour for the extended Wibbage panoramic weather sound. Brought to you on Radio 99.
I love my calendar girl.
Everybody, this is Dave Schaefer. I've taken the time out here to introduce to you now our newest member to CKLW, and I hope that you will welcome him and make him feel at home, Mr. Terry Knight. Hi, Terry Knight here from now until 11 o'clock on the Great 80, the radio reading sound of CKLW Windsor, baby. We're going to make it tonight. Let's go.
It's CKLW.
Among, well, funny circles. It's Friday, June the 18th of 65. Come on in.
Presenting number one.
To go to your WKNR's, of course, Keno Classic Weekend. 6 per hour if we remember to squeeze them in between Friday night at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock Sunday night. 1 o'clock on the nose show. WKNR, AM and FM Dearborn.
Yeah.
Offices in the Sheraton Cadillac, Detroit.
Sweet.
For the show, just before the Beatles show last night at about 7:30, talking to the Beatles and talking especially to my favorite Beatle, Ringo, and talking to him, standing rather closely with my little nail file. I got one button off of his, suit cuff, and that'll go for about $85. We'll start the bidding there and take it from there. We'll try and build it up to about $300 by 5 o'clock this morning to sort of, build up my $42.50 a week salary. If you're interested, give me a call and see what price we can come up with, starting at 85.
It's time for Keener Pick and Play.
Number to call is Woodward 38925. Pick and Play from the Music Guide coming up.
You pick it and we play it on WKNR Keener 13.
Okay, hello there.
See Sophia Loren as Judith. It's now playing at theaters in your neighborhood.
WCFM! WCFM! That's where it's at!
Sunday, May 15th, live on stage, the Erie Crown Theater. See in person a real life-sized carrot-top doll with eyes of blue and hear how she sings.
Love is warmer than
plans now to be in on the most in-show of the year, starring Pet Clark, Count Basie and his orchestra. Sunday, May 15th, Erie Crown Theater.
Why don't you make this a complete weekend of entertainment by seeing Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet on May 13th. To order those tickets, you can send them by mail 550, 450, 350, or 250, plus a self-addressed stamped envelope and 25 cents per order for handling to Triangle 156 East Superior, Chicago. Remember, ticket reservations also at all Chicagoland Ward stores. Here we go with the number 6 song in Chicago, still on that Psalm 10 survey, Stones.
Yeah. Oh, you
got me twice there. That swing done it. Hey, you stand by, Kemosabe, and the flip side of another first edition from Action Central News. We got the Dovells. They're going to be doing the Bristol Stomp for you right here on WABC, right?
To City Island, to Clifton, to Baldwin, 25 million people blanketed by WABC in New York.
Time for weekend news from ABC Radio. The 62 Rambler is already the biggest success of any Rambler ever. In the month just ended, more people bought Ramblers than in any October in Rambler history. See your Rambler dealer. This has been weekend news from ABC Radio, brought to you by the 1962 Rambler and Winston. This is Arthur Van Horn, ABC New York.
Here at WABC Action Central, this is the big local story at this moment. A top Teamster official has threatened to expand the New York City milk strike. Next news report at 5:55 on WABC AM and FM New York. Remember, when Action Central News ends, music...
Watch out!
Baby kisses, I'm gonna deliver. The minute that you sing that, oh,
deliver. Yeah, baby.
Rock-a-bye. You rock-a-bye, baby, with a Dixie melody.
Oh,
ding, ding, ding. Number four for the WAB. Silver Dollar Survey on your Dan Ingram fling. How you, Kemosabe? Let's do the Bristol Stomp.
That's for Marvin Gaye with some Motown sounds. It's 18 past 11 WABC chime time. Maybe your big break. Certainly hope so. Thank you, Brucey. You can groove Brucey, as you know, every night right here at WABC, where music has more power. Hey, coming October 5th, Sunday, to the Millstown Show. For information, call 201-446-9816. Remember, come early. Rain or shine, huh? Going to be some great shows. Jim Nettleton, 53 WABC degrees in New York. And this is Smith.
WABC.
That's Smith, the group and a gal named by that, as a matter of fact, was Baby It's You, the O'Sherrells hit. It's 11:22 at WABC. That's chime time.
Speedway.
Jim Nettleton.
Hey, yeah, I know him. I've heard of him someplace. It's 23 minutes after 11 at WABC. Hey, juniors, if you think coats are coats, be dressed in fashion. 24 minutes after 11, going off right tackle.
Hey, Jeff.
This is Sam Walton.
Clear. Full news at 55 on WABC New York.
Just heard Bob Dylan, 28 after 11 at WABC with Jim Nettleton and Arthur Conley, Solid Gold.
Do you like good music? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Conley, Solid Gold from 67, sweet soul music. Great sounds, that'll get you moving. 11:30 at WABC New York, Jim Nettleton on a beautiful Saturday night.
WABC.
The witching hour at WABC.
21 sounds for the sunset. Available in your favorite record shop now.
People on Action 2, 1650 tonight. Hi to Dave and Dee Dee, Buffy, Holly, Sandy, and the Fab Four. Hi to Russ, Vicky, and Gail. Tonight, America's first psychedelic fan club, John McLaren's fan club, and Pit People Everywhere. Quickly.
Turn in the
WCFL, Mini Spin.
A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe.
Mini Spin, Part 2.
That's where's at.
22 minutes past 9, time for the sunset.
New headband.
42 degrees.
It's a WCFL in summer.
Hi, this is Cinderella Lefkowitz, proud to be a member of the WCFL Sunset.
Well, all right, Friday night, up down out of sight.
Listen to the following statement.
Those were no particular sequence, but did span the entire decade. Next month, more Air Check adventures. Stay tuned. And now, standing by with a big smile on his face, anxious to reveal the answer to another moving trivia question, here's John Bowker.
Yeah, Phil, well, the answer is radio, R-A-D-I-O. Third letter of each of those call signs in those cities, W-G-R. Okay, anyway, it's radio. Yeah, that's the answer to the trivia quiz. So it was trivial. That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, Paul Swearingen wasn't with us on the front page of DX News Magazine, but here he is with some more NRC news and notes.
Thanks, Fred, and this is Paul Swearingen. I hope I'm with you for many more sessions of the front page for the DX Audio Service. And first of all, I'd like to say that, it's an apology for the first two issues being late. The first one was more or less my fault. The second one I can blame on the printer. And hopefully the third one will be right on time. I've extracted a promise from the printer, and everything should go pretty smoothly for the next time, and it had better because I can't stand it being late any more than you can. New members that have joined NRC, and of course this is another new feature that I'm instituting with DX News. David Kleinschmidt of Anaheim, California. Thomas Cameron of Northfield, New Jersey. Gilbert Marazzini in Milan, Italy, and Gerald Puman in Berlin, Germany. Federal Republic, West Germany. Welcome, gentlemen, and hope you'll join us for reports. As far as DX News is concerned and what I expect, of course, in the very first issue, I said that I hope to make this the best DX bulletin in the world. I rather selfishly think that the National Radio Club is, well, let's just say it's one of the top five radio clubs in the world, and maybe it is number one or number two, but it's definitely among the best, and it's my goal to make the bulletin reflect this quality that I feel is inherent in NRC. So I'm going to be adding a few new features, and for subscribers to the DX Audio Service, I'll try to throw in a few exclusives for you now and then so that you'll know ahead of everybody else what's going to be happening. Well, I think my time is just about up, so thanks for listening, and let's get on with it.
As I made mention of, the DX Audio Service Action Line should be back in service by the 15th of September, so if you have anything to contribute, be sure to give us a call on the DX Audio Service Action Line. And for those of you that will be out at the National Radio Club Convention, be sure to look me up. Be sure to listen to 89.1 for convention information on WNRC, and be sure to let us know how you feel about the DX Audio Service and how we can make it a better magazine for you, the listenership of the DX Audio Service. And on our next edition of the DX Audio Service, Michael Piesco and John Bowker team up for an interesting article. Also from Mike Dukin, an interesting article from NPR Radio on AM Radio. And of course, our usual gang here that presents the DX Audio Service to you. The DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated, Cambridge, Wisconsin.